Edge. The puzzling ellipticity of Eridanus II's star cluster and its implications for dark matter at the heart of an ultra-faint dwarf, by Matthew D.A. Orkney et al. The Eridanus II, Airy, ultra-faint dwarf has a large, 15%, and low mass, 4.3 times 10 to the 3 Mson, star cluster, SC, offset from its center by 23 plus or minus 3% in projection. Its size and offset are naturally explained if Airy has a central dark matter core, but such a core may be challenging to explain in a cosmology. In this paper, we revisit the survival and evolution of Airy's SC, focusing for the first time on its puzzlingly large ellipticity, 0.31 carat plus 0.05 to 0.06. We perform a suite of 960 direct n-body simulations of SCs, orbiting within a range of spherical background potentials fit to ultra-faint dwarf galaxy simulations. We find only two scenarios that come close to explaining Airy's SC. In the first, Airy has a low-density dark matter core, of size approximately 70% and density is less than or equal to 2 times 10 to the power of 8 Mson kpc3. In this model, the high ellipticity of Airy's SC is set at birth, with the lack of tidal forces in the core allowing its ellipticity to remain frozen in for long times. In the second, Airy's SC orbits in a partial core, with its high ellipticity owing to its imminent tidal destruction. However, this latter model predicts more substantial tidal tails around Airy's SC that should have already been seen in the data, leading us to favor the cored model. We discuss potential caveats to these findings, and the implications of the cored model for galaxy formation and the nature of dark matter. This was Edge. The puzzling ellipticity of Eridanus II's star cluster and its implications for dark matter at the heart of an ultra-faint dwarf, by Matthew D.A. Orkney et al.